Day 10, create your origin story. Did you ever read comic books? Or maybe you still read comic books, or maybe you never did, but you're probably familiar with the concept of superheroes. Like you've seen, you know, some movies at some point in your life. Well, pretty much every superhero has an origin story of how they came to be, like how they came to be a hero, how they came to be a villain. And that story is really pivotal. Like it's actually an important part of understanding the broader story. And not every side hustle needs an origin story, but it's kind of like, well, if you have one, great, do something with it, because an origin story can be very powerful. And in fact, in the book, I say, like, don't just give them the facts, tell them a story. And speaking of stories, I'll start this little module by telling you about an event I did in Los Angeles, and I met a woman there. Actually, she was the host of the event, and she does financial coaching for actors. Her name is Miata, and she's built this wonderful side hustle turned full-time business called Abundance Bound, I believe. And her story is that she was an actor. A number of years ago, she was in a lot of debt herself, and she felt like she was just bad at finances. She had never been good at math. She had tried to master different things, but kept struggling. Finally, you know, she figured things out. She did learn to master her finances. And now she teaches those skills to people who relate to her and in a way that they understand. So she was telling me and the rest of the audience about that background. And I was like, wow, that is a beautiful origin story. Like this audience, this group of people, I was actually speaking to a group of actors. They immediately relate to her. They often have the same common struggle of not being able to manage their finances well, not being able to plan or to save or to budget. She had the same problem, but then she was able to overcome that problem and now helps other people with it. And the story I told for this step or this day in the book was about a different small business, just as a side hustle in Canada called Kerala Cashmere. And the way this side hustle came to be is there were two people, David and Praj, and he's Canadian and she was from Nepal. They actually met in Amsterdam or something, like it was complicated. But for their wedding, they went to Nepal, or I think it was actually for their honeymoon. That was David's first trip to Nepal, and he, you know, fell in love with the culture, loved the landscape, the environment. And while they were, you know, out in the hills one day, they discovered some vendors selling cashmere. And Nepal is actually the source of much of the world's cashmere production. So they got to thinking, and like, maybe we could buy some cashmere and like bring it back to Canada and resell it there. Because Canada, like the US and like other Western markets, cashmere is valued. I mean, it's also kind of a premium luxury good. Like it's not cheap. Obviously, if you get it at the source, then it's going to be much cheaper. So it's basically like a reselling business. But they thought about what kind they wanted to import. They decided to focus, I believe it was on scarves or shawls. And they got to know some of the shepherds out there. They set up this little foundation to where some of their proceeds would benefit girls' education in Nepal and so on. And when they go back to Canada, they start the business and they end up getting featured in their local newspaper. And now it's, you know, it's growing rapidly. Well, that's a true story. And the whole other way you could tell that story would be to say like, oh, this guy, David, he ends up in Nepal. He buys some cashmere. He comes back and resells it, which is totally true. Like that's factually correct, but it's kind of a boring story. And not just is it boring, it doesn't really motivate you in any way. Like you don't want to be part of that story. You don't think like, oh, that's pretty cool. I could buy this cashmere shawl and it would have this history. I feel this connection with, you know, those villagers, those shepherds. And not only that, but I'm also supporting girls' education. Like you get none of that. So in that example, you know, having the origin story is so, so important. And your assignment today, your call to action is going to be basically to create your origin story. And I've got some little prompts here for you that may help. This is in the worksheet that accompanies the module, but I'll just tell them to you now. And so first of all, like consider why you're pursuing this particular hustle in the first place. Of all the ideas you could have chosen, like what was compelling about this one? Like why did you decide to do this? And so here are a few different prompts. There's three of them. First one is, I've always been interested in, and there's a blank, so I decided to try, and there's a blank, right? I've always been interested in X, so I decided to try Y. And the next one is about frustration. I was frustrated by such and such. I knew there was a better way, so I made this thing to help other people with the same problem. We could use that example of Miata in Los Angeles helping actors with their finances. You know, she was frustrated by managing her finances, but she finally discovered a better way for herself. So she made this coaching program to help other people with the same problem. And you could also say, I started this hustle because I noticed something. So what did you notice? There didn't seem to be anybody else doing anything about it, or the existing solutions were missing something important. So I made, and then whatever you made, whatever your thing is, that's what goes there. I started Kerala Cashmere because I fell in love with the country of Nepal, and that's where cashmere is produced. And I thought, wouldn't it be great to create a connection between Nepal and Canada and the US, tell a bit of a story of how it's made and, you know, who can benefit from the purchase of it. Now, obviously, there were other people selling cashmere, so it's not like David and Praj were the only ones, but that doesn't really matter, like I've said throughout. Like, it doesn't matter if other people are doing what you're thinking of. In fact, that could be a good thing. So there's your assignment, call to action. Complete this exercise for your idea. You need an origin story. What is it? Good luck, and I'll see you in the next module.